Hello, everybody. Hannah Stanley, filling in for Frank Fontana. Here's what's amusing to me. I'm winded from running in from the bathroom, not from doing the cycling. The bathroom is like...
Please explain. Please explain.
We have the fine ladies from SoulCycle here. SoulCycle is... it's seriously ridiculous how fast I just changed my clothes. Okay, so here's the thing. SoulCycle are our guests. Hallie Wilson is here from SoulCycle. It is a place where you can go and get your spin on. Here in the city of Chicago, they just opened, I believe, their third location. Really, really lucky to have them here. And they've brought... They brought in spin bikes into the studio. And for like 3 days, I've been nervous about doing the spinning in studio. And then I had such a nice time chatting with the great people from Lurie Gardens that I had not changed my clothes. And so I went and then I was like, oh, yeah, let's say hi and let's talk to them. They also, not only did they bring in spin bikes into the studio, they brought me an outfit to put on. And so then we can do spinning while we're on the air, which may or might not be a good idea. We're going to figure that out in a minute. And so I just changed in like 10 seconds. Hallie, if you would jump on for me. And Hallie, you are an instructor and everything with SoulCycle.
Yep.
Tell us about spinning. Because people have, including me, very specific opinions about spinning. And we're going to post a video of me doing this.
Totally. And first, I just have to say, I can totally attest to how quickly you just changed your clothes. I just wanted to clarify that for anyone listening.
Yeah, I literally was like, I heard Veronica coming out of news, and I'm like, not yet. I'm putting pants on, people.
That was really impressive.
Okay, thank you.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
So a little bit about SoulCycle. So we're an indoor cycling studio. Born in New York City, we actually just celebrated our 10-year anniversary as a brand this past week, and we've also celebrated our 1-year anniversary being in Chicago during the same week. So SoulCycle is a 45-minute indoor cycling experience. We like to think of it as a full-body workout, a high-intensity cardio party, and it's equal parts inspirational coaching, too.
Okay, because that's the thing. If you call it a cardio party, then you trick yourself into thinking, yes,
exactly.
This is super crazy fun, except... It is.
Mm-hmm.
People who love this love it.
Love it. A lot of people say it's like dancing on a bike too, because there is a lot of choreography that we work into the class. But what I really love about SoulCycle personally, and I come from the rider background as an instructor, is that the experience is very buildable. So it's a great experience for any type of fitness level. You certainly don't have to be an athlete or someone who has done indoor cycling before.
Yes.
The room is dark. It's candlelit. You can just kind of have your own experience, although we do encourage the room to ride as a pack together.
Okay.
But there's no shame in just
Peloton,
going,
if you will.
Yes. There's no shame in just going at your own pace, having a good time. Ultimately, we want you to leave the room just feeling like a better version of yourself and just maybe a little bit lighter that day too.
I'm so glad you said that because And I will admit, I tried it once, mm-hmm. and it was not a good experience.
Spinning or SoulCycle?
Spinning.
Okay.
No, I've not gone to SoulCycle, and I've heard fantastic things. We at WGN have done an event with SoulCycle that mm-hmm. I was unable to attend. So what I felt, though, with spinning was that I was under a lot of pressure mm-hmm. to keep up and do this. So what you said about going and having it be your own experience, mm-hmm. and that really sounds nice mm-hmm. and achievable.
Yeah.
Like something you can start. You don't have to be in shape before you spin or mm-hmm. before you do SoulCycle.
Right, exactly. That's why, like I mentioned, the room is kept dark. It's candlelit. It's just got a really good aura about it, too. And personally, what I think is the best thing about SoulCycle for people that come in and ride is they find that the more they go or the more that they get used to the bike, the experience, the more that they can think less about what their body's doing and just kind of mentally let go a little bit more. So it definitely...
It's more zen.
Yeah, it's a fantastic workout. It's extremely high energy. The music's awesome. It's so much fun, but it also has this meditative component to it as well.
All right. Mm-hmm. I am going to try this. When we go to break, we're going to move the bikes over to the microphone and then Sean has agreed to take video, which I might or might not allow to be released. And then, and that'll may or may not be up at that Hannah Stanley and then probably at Frank's Facebook page. Also, 630 texts in SoulCycle needs to open a place in the western suburbs, please.
Noted.
With a smiley face. So obviously you have fans for those who are listening. You said it was 45 minutes?
Yeah, so our core class is 45 minutes long, and there's a weight series about three-fourths of the way through class. So it really is a full-body experience. And the way the bikes are designed, too, is it challenges you to ride with your hips back over the saddle, so you get that core workout for the entire 45 minutes.
That's big.
It sounds like it's really intense and difficult, but once you get the hang of it, it actually feels really good on the body. It's a lot less stress on the joints, and it really does, the way our bikes are designed, it really does deliver that full body experience.
And you are very fit, but not crazy muscly.
Yeah.
Which is, that's a nice balance.
Yeah. And so, I mean, a lot of the questions we get too is, oh, I don't want to bulk up my quads. And right. It's not like that at all. We do use a lot of resistance training in the class, but that's to help hike up your heart rate, you know, change your metabolism, change your body.
All right.
So it's definitely not like a muscle building thing in the lower body or anything of that nature, because your weight is so evenly distributed around the bike.
Tell me about the shoes, because I'm wearing shoes that are kind of like really intense tap shoes. They have like a thing on the ball of your
right.
foot.
So you feel like if you stepped onto like a concrete or marble floor,
you'd fall, right? Oh, I would be on my tuchus. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's the technical term.
So at SoulCycle, we have clip-in shoes on the bike, and that just kind of helps you get some power underneath your feet, and that also contributes to the full body experience.
Okay.
So if you've ever ridden in a real bike, we'll say, or any other bike where you haven't clipped in your shoes, you kind of feel like you're only using part of your leg muscles to propel yourself forward. But with the clip-in shoe, what that allows you to do is really get a full rotation in your leg, and almost to get more power from your center of gravity, your core, everything that's in the middle of your body.
Okay.
And so that, again, it's just more of a full body workout rather than putting too much pressure on your legs, your feet, things like that.
All right. We are going to do this. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to pull the bike over in front of the microphone and attempt to do a little bit of this while I'm still able to breathe and talk. Hannah Stanley here. This is the Frank Fontana Show on WGN. Also, if you have questions, you can text those into 312-981-7200. You can also call in, although I cannot speak to my ability to answer the phone while I'm doing this. I can, however, read the text. So 312-981-7200. More after this. And WGN. Hannah Stanley here. I am atop a bike. I don't know what else to say. Atop a SoulCycle bicycle. Do I sound? I guess I literally have a microphone that is stretched across this bicycle, and I am not entirely sure if I'm comfortable with how my body looks at this moment. The girls from SoulCycle just helped me clip in. So my feet are now permanently attached, which I think means I can't get off.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to be on here until the guys from the beat come and save me from this. There are many, many people taking pictures of me. All right. So Hallie, what are we doing at the moment aside from pedaling?
We're just warming up.
Okay.
You look fantastic in your soul gear, too.
I feel fantastic. I don't know that I look fantastic.
You absolutely do.
Well, thank you. So I'm owning this right now, because I have never ridden a bicycle or a SoulCycle. Are these SoulCycle proprietary bikes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the main piece that makes them that way is, you see this piece that connects the handlebars to the rest of the bike?
Yes.
That's unique in that that's going to force you to ride with your hips back over the saddle.
Okay.
Like this. So you see how my hips are all the way back here?
Yes.
It's more of that core workout than, again, putting any stress on the quads or any other part of the body.
All right. Mm-hmm. So then you would come in and start this, mm-hmm. and then begin the 45-minute class.
Yes. So there's a few different hand positions that we work in. There's yes. a lot of people looking at
there
us right now.
There are a lot of people looking at us. If I knew it drew such a crowd, I would be doing all of my broadcasts like this. This is fantastic.
What is going on?
I know. So for those of you just tuning in, we are joined by Hallie Wilson from SoulCycle. And so far, I'm still able to talk, which is incredible.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. We have a texter to 312-981-7200. Does SoulCycle use SPD or full clip shoes?
You can use either of those.
Okay.
And if you don't have shoes, we have them available for rent at all of the studios as well.
And I'm borrowing a pair right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very comfortable, because you're not actually doing much with your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You're just pushing.
Yep. So that allows you, again, to just get more power from the center of your body and pedal.
Okay.
So you'll notice now a big component of SoulCycle is this resistance knob. It's the yellow wheel in between your legs.
Yes.
So reach down to that for me, Hannah, and just start to turn it to the right a few times. Keep adding until you feel your legs slow down. You feel how heavy that makes
it?
Yeah,
I don't like that as well.
Yeah. So
that,
what's great
that
about...
That is not as enjoyable to
well,
me.
Well, the way that it's enjoyable in class is that we'll listen to a song that's a little bit slower or it's a hill, mm-hmm. and then we'll just start to climb.
All right, so mm-hmm. you're pretending that you're doing different types of activity on an actual bicycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we will stay in the saddle like we are right now, just pedaling, mm-hmm. and then maybe we'll do some sprints or we'll do some high energy intervals to really get the heart rate up and get into that anaerobic level of exercise.
All right, and intervals are the thing where you like go really, really fast and hard and get your heart rate up and then you slow down.
Yes, mm-hmm. But again, SoulCycle is for all fitness levels. If you ever needed to just take it at your own pace, you most certainly can.
I feel like I could do this for 45 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I think you would surprise yourself, too. Just being in an environment that's so inspiring and being around other people who are all at their own fitness levels, too, is a really fun way to push yourself. I personally love group fitness. And as a rider at SoulCycle, it was the first exercise that I'd ever found years ago where I wasn't looking for a clock. Like, how much time do I have left? This is awful, you know? It's like... A treadmill minute is the longest minute in the world.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never done that.
You look like a natural. So put your hands in a prayer pose right here on the edge.
Okay.
Hands right here. Okay. So we don't want to use the handlebars for too much support. They're mostly just here for balance.
Just emotional support. Right.
So you kind of feel like, take your the wall of your abdominals and bring them back towards your spine. It's kind of like you're in a plank pose.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm totally sucking it in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
There's pictures being taken.
You're perfect.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing whatever I can mm-hmm. right now.
So midway through the class, too, if you sit up,
yep.
there's weights right underneath your seat as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll pick up those weights and we'll do an upper body series, too, while still riding
cool.
the bike. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're actually doing an upper body workout while we're cycling. Yeah, I'm doing radio while I'm cycling, people on Michigan Avenue.
You are
Hello.
The multitasking queen today.
Yeah. You should have seen how fast they changed. It was incredible. So for those of you just tuning into WGN, I'm Hannah mm-hmm. Stanley filling in today for Frank Fontana. This segment was Frank's idea. And
set you up for this.
And
huh?
he set me up. And then he conveniently took the day off. But I have to tell you, this is not what I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't, because I've done spinning, and this is different than spinning.
Mm-hmm. And I know you mentioned you didn't have a great experience in your first spinning class.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to make sure, because I think a lot of people get turned off mm-hmm. if they feel too pushed or they don't feel well
right. mm-hmm.
Afterwards, because it really can be aggressive.
Absolutely.
So when you said that it can be designed for the mm-hmm. the individual and they can keep themselves and mm-hmm. push themselves, that sounds so much better.
Right. And I think that's a huge part of what differentiates SoulCycle from any other type of indoor cycling experience is just how much inspirational coaching is worked into the class. And not in a way where it's like, okay, you know, this is too preachy. I'm here to work out, get my exercise on. There's definitely that component. But there's just kind of an element to it that really makes you believe that you can push through your workout and you really leave with that huge endorphin high, just feeling so much better, feeling so much more ready for the day, ready yeah. for the night, depending on when you ride.
And there's something mentally about 45 minutes that's just not nearly as intimidating as an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like, well, it's only 20 times two.
We
the
do
first
have
5 minutes is
we
warm
do
up.
Have hour-long classes called Soul Survivor, so maybe once we get you through a few 45-minute classes, you'll see that that 60-minute class doesn't actually feel that much longer.
All right, well, tell me where the locations are so I can get to one of them.
So we've got three. We have our original studio is in Old Town. It's on Division and Wells. We just celebrated 1 year there. Second studio that opened up last July is in The Loop at Clark and Wacker.
Mm-hmm.
And our third studio, which is now 3 months old, it's up at Southport and Newport, and we're actually having a big party up there this coming Saturday, May 7th, because we just opened up a really fun rooftop up there. It's got furniture, yoga mats. It's a really awesome place to just kind of go take a class and then chill afterward. So we'll have coffee, DJ, music, fun prizes, special classes, things like that all throughout the day on next Saturday, the 7th.
Allow me to recommend Big Shoulders Coffee. They were
yeah.
in earlier today. They're fantastic. 630 is texting in to 312-981-7200. I fell in love with SoulCycle after my first class, and Hallie W. is honestly my absolute favorite instructor.
Oh, that's really nice.
It is really nice, and it's so fantastic to have them listen and be supportive. This is... you guys, I'm not kidding. I haven't ridden anything in a long time.
I think you'll really like it.
I think that I could do this.
Mm-hmm. You totally could.
This
See?
Is achievable.
Already, right here, you have the right mindset going into the class, too. And we recommend for any first-timers or people that are a little bit newer to SoulCycle, get to the studio about 20 minutes early. We'll show you where the locker room is. We'll get you your shoes, your water, and then we'll take some time and help set you up on the bike so that you're comfortable before class starts.
All right. Tell me about the classes. Is this something you need to be a member? Can you just pop in and do a class?
Yeah. So we have a few different types of packages available. You can certainly drop into a class. I would recommend checking online at soul-cycle.com or using our app just to make sure a class isn't full mm-hmm. before you get there. But you can purchase packages single. You can buy a package of 5, a package of 10. But SoulCycle is not on ClassPass, and so really the only way is just to kind of go by that that pay-by-pay basis.
Okay, and then how much is a class typically?
It's $30. It's $20 for your first class, and then after that it's $30.
All right, so you can come in, try it out for $20, mm-hmm. and then borrow the shoes, rent the shoes, mm-hmm. So you don't have to make that investment. Mm-hmm. 2 and 7 just text in, question, what if you've been inactive for quite a while now? How would you get along in a SoulCycle class? And then I'm very near Springfield. Would SoulCycle, no SoulCycle in or near here, would they ever consider locating to a city of that size?
Yeah. So to answer your first question first, we are growing so rapidly, especially in the next few years, and we love being in the Midwest. I don't know for certain where in the surrounding areas of Chicago we will expand to, but I would imagine that we will continue growing outside of the city of Chicago.
Sure.
And then your first question, actually, we get all the time. I completely understand that Seoul's a little bit intimidating. Indoor cycling in general is intimidating, but I would suggest booking a bike in the back row. Okay. Somewhere in the middle of the room so that you can still see the instructor, but sit somewhere that you're going to feel comfortable going at your own pace.
Okay.
The people who sit in the front of the class or along the side of the class generally have been riding for a while, so they understand the cues more. The people who sit in the back are a little bit newer, and you're just going to feel a lot more comfortable going slowly if you'd rather,
right.
not doing the choreography, taking water breaks whenever you need to. But know that you're always, you know, it is like a group fitness experience, but again, it's designed to be buildable for any fitness level, especially those of you who maybe aren't always going to indoor cycling.
Right.
But
me.
Mm-hmm. It's very low impact on the body, too.
Okay. So, and that's what I was going to mention, because I've been doing this for, I guess, 7 or 8 minutes now. I can feel it in my core.
There you go.
And
yeah.
I'm not doing any tremendous, mm-hmm. I'm actually going pretty fast,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not doing any tremendous resistance,
mm-hmm.
and I can still feel it.
Yeah. So I like to tell people too, everybody has different kind of days too. Maybe you're having an off day and you would much rather just kind of sit and do your own thing, get out of your own head a little bit. That's fine too. You're going to get the same experience coming into the room for 45 minutes
mm-hmm.
than anybody else who's in there too.
Yeah. I mean, at least you're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You're
exactly.
moving.
Yeah. You're moving your body. And like we were talking about in the green room, you never ever regret a workout that you do. And at SoulCycle, you really do get that endorphin rush, regardless of your fitness level or anything. And it just makes you feel so good when you leave.
No, I'm annoyed that I didn't turn my little fancy watch on to tell me how much exercise I'm getting. But right now I'm proud of myself for doing this. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm able to breathe. I was actually more winded running in here from the bathroom after changing into my mm-hmm. workout clothes than I am right now having done this. So you're absolutely right. This is something that someone who's out of shape
mm-hmm.
can still start to get into shape.
Absolutely. It's just honestly putting one foot in front of the other. That's really all we're doing right now.
All right. Tell me how people can get more information, please.
So for more information about SoulCycle, you can check out the website, soul-cycle.com. You can sort by city. So go to Chicago. You can see all 3 of our studios, Southport, The Loop, and Old Town.
Mm-hmm.
You can also check out the different array of instructors that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an FAQ. There's an about section. And, of course, you can reach out to SoulCycle on social media, and they can direct you to the right person if you have any questions for that as well.
All right. The guys from the beat just walked in. And
should we put them on the bikes?
I kid you not. Every time Mark Carman walks in here, I'm doing something bizarre. The last time I was laying on top of a mat with, like, some – it was like a stretching thing. That was great. It felt amazing. But now I'm you're on 3. You're on 4. Okay, yeah. Could you pop him up, Mark Carman? That would be fantastic. Thank you so much.
What is going on right now?
Here, I am demoing. This was Frank's idea. I'm filling in for Frank Fontana. You guys know that. He's on before you guys every Sunday. yeah, Adam Hogan, Mark Carman are currently here.
Are you going to be able to get through the segment?
I already have. I'm about done.
Okay. Good.
If
yeah.
my feet weren't clipped in, I would have already stopped.
True story. We were coming down the elevator talking about our lack of fitness. Had no idea this is what was going on in the studio.
Do you need to borrow the bikes for this?
We walk in and you guys are on bikes in the middle of a radio.
Yeah. This is your strongest maneuver ever.
Ever.
By far.
And you've done a lot of radio with me.
I have.
And I've you've made me do jumping jacks at 1 in the morning.
I've seen you at a stair climb, too.
You have seen me at a stair climb.
You are incredibly engaged right now. And
she looks great, right?
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
And whoever you are leading this whole thing is
in the...
Hi, I'm Hallie.
Hallie
nice
from SoulCycle.
I teach at SoulCycle.
And the website is?
Soul-Cycle.com.
I mean, Hallie, you're an inspiration to everyone at WGN. And really, the entire listening audience should be just amazed by what Hallie's done.
I feel bad about myself right now.
You should.
It's not exactly the feeling I like having right before.
Out of the saddle, Hannah, right now, out of the saddle.
I can't.
Do you
want
to try to take it out of the saddle?
I can't. No, I can't do that.
We'll stay in the saddle.
Yeah, no, we're going to throw it to break. Sean, I can't hit the board. So if you could get it to break, that would be super duper. Hannah Stanley, I'll be back after this with the guys from The Beat on WGN.